David Harsela is the president of the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association.
Pretty excited and pleased that the assessment actually takes a few steps further in securing our position, and that mining would not be an appropriate use of the region up there. So we're very happy with the some of the subtle changes, and some of them maybe not so subtle in the new final draft.
In the watershed assessment document, the EPA claims that the footprint of the proposed Pebble Mine will destroy between 24 to 94 miles of salmon-supporting streams and between 1.3 thousand to 5.3 thousand acres of wetlands, ponds, and lakes. AFMA's David Harsela says the watershed assessment shows a direct link between the development of the proposed Pebble Mine and anticipated negative impacts on the massive commercial sockeye salmon fishery in Bristol Bay.
The wording in the draft has changed to will and would cause adverse impacts. And those impacts would be cumulative impacts with possible mines other than Pebble. And so they really got into what we suspected would actually happen, that this would be quite damaging to the salmon resource, yes.
In a written statement, the EPA Region 10 Administrator claims the watershed assessment concludes that large-scale mining poses risks to the salmon and the tribal communities that have depended on them for thousands of years. Dennis McLaren spoke to the importance of the salmon in the Bristol Bay region during a press conference to outline the findings of the watershed assessment.
As home to the largest salmon fishery in the world, the Bristol Bay watershed is one of the Earth's most productive intact ecosystems. It really and truly is an extraordinary place. For thousands of years, the native people in the region have valued and depended on salmon as a primary source of food for the people and as a center point of their culture. Even today, the Bristol Bay watershed continues to support one of the world's last salmon-based native cultures. The Bristol Bay ecosystem is also an economic force as it produces year in and year out consistently commercial and recreational fisheries worth $500 million that employ roughly 14,000 workers.
During the press conference, McLaren stressed several times that the Bristol Bay watershed assessment is a scientific document that does not call for any particular regulatory or policy changes. He says it is instead the document the EPA will use to guide its future decision making. Another of the organizations that represents many of Bristol Bay's commercial salmon fishermen is the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Executive Director Bob Waldrop claims the results of the watershed assessment warrant action to protect the Bristol Bay region from the possible negative effects of large-scale mining.
To the President of the United States and to his administration, we ask that they match the solid science with the public will to protect the region's most valuable the world's most valuable remaining wild salmon resource.
The final version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment now totals over 1,300 pages, and you can find the full assessment and the much shorter executive summary on the EPA Region 10 website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.